We have a great game followed passionately by millions of fans around the world. The playing rules are the foundation of our game, designed to make it exciting for fans and safe for players. The rules must be understood and respected, especially when it comes to player safety. We have no higher priority and will continue to seek your input and work together to make the game you play as safe as possible. Vice President of Officiating Dean Blandino and our staff will work closely with your team and our game officials to ensure that the rules are clear and consistently enforced.
For a neutral zone, do we get a warning on that?
No, you don't get any warning.
No?
It is your job as players and coaches to understand and follow the rules, and by doing so, we can avoid fines and suspensions. You are elite professional athletes who set an example in everything you do. We appreciate your leadership and look forward to another great season of NFL football.
A new season brings new challenges. But what doesn't change is our commitment to play by the rules and uphold the highest standards of professionalism. We have no higher priorities than the integrity of our game and the safety of our players. With this in mind, the following rule changes and points of emphasis will be in effect.
The first rule change prohibits a runner or tackler from initiating forcible contact with the crown of the helmet outside the tackle box. The tackle box is an area extending from tackle to tackle and from 3 yards beyond the line of scrimmage to the offensive team's end line. There are three components to this foul. First, the player must line up his opponent. Second, he must lower his head. And third, he must deliver a forcible blow with the crown of his helmet to any part of his opponent's body. The crown is the very top of the helmet. This rule is designed not only to protect the player receiving the blow, but also the player delivering it. Violations of this rule will result in 15-yard penalties for unnecessary roughness and potential discipline. If the contact occurs in the tackle box, or if all three components are not present, there is no foul. If both players are moving at an angle, and neither player has lined up his opponent, the contact is legal. Making a tackle or finishing a run with the shoulder is also legal. Players should attempt to keep their head up when making contact with an opponent wherever possible. This is a safer technique that will help avoid penalties and, more importantly, player injuries. The next change adds restrictions for the defense on field goal and try attempts. This rule is designed to protect players who are in a vulnerable position and susceptible to injury. Beginning this season, the defense cannot have more than 6 players on the line of scrimmage on either side of the snapper when the ball is snapped. Violations of this rule will result in 5-yard penalties for illegal formation. The next restriction prohibits defensive players from pushing down linemen into the offensive formation. This technique has led to player injuries, and violations will result in 15-yard penalties for unnecessary roughness. The rules regarding low blocks have also been modified as part of this change. Going forward, the defense will be prohibited from blocking below the waist at any time during a down in which there is a scrimmage kick. This includes punts, field goal, and try attempts. Previously, players on the line of scrimmage could block low on or inside the tight end. That exception has been eliminated. The kicking team can still block low until the ball is kicked. In 2010, defensive players on the line of scrimmage were prohibited from lining up over the snapper on scrimmage kicks. That restriction is still in place, but on field goal and try attempts, the snapper now gains additional protections. In 2013, he will be considered defenseless and receive all of the special protections for defenseless players. While he is in the process of making the snap, he cannot be contacted in the head or with the crown, forehead, hairline parts of the helmet to any part of the body. Once he becomes an active blocker, he is no longer defenseless. Making contact while trying to split the gap between the center and guard is not a foul. But delivering a direct blow to the snapper will be. Beginning in 2013, the peelback block will be illegal anywhere in the field of play. In 2012, if a player approached his opponent from the side or behind and then blocked him below the waist toward his own goal line, it was only a foul if the block occurred outside the tackle box. This change makes the block illegal if it occurs in the tackle box as well. In order for the block to be legal, the near shoulder must get completely across the front of the opponent's body. Illegal peelback blocks are dangerous and have no part in our game. Violations will result in 15-yard penalties and potential discipline. Enforcement of playing rules and fines or suspensions for players who violate them is an essential component of player safety. All violations relating to player safety are subject to potential fines, and in some instances, could lead to a suspension. Players committing a clear violation of rules prohibiting contact to the head or neck area of a defenseless player shall be considered for suspension when the play involves an unobstructed path to his opponent. The opponent's position has not been significantly affected by any other player, and the contact was clearly avoidable. If there is a mitigating factor, then a suspension will not be considered, although the player may still be fined. However, if the player has one or more prior violations of rules protecting defenseless players, he is subject to suspension, regardless of whether there are mitigating circumstances. As part of the continuing emphasis on making our game as safe as possible, one change that will take effect in the 2013 season is that all players, with the exception of kickers and punters, will be required to wear thigh and knee pads. This aligns NFL rules with all other levels of our sport in making these pads mandatory. All pads must be covered by the uniform, and knee pads must cover the knee. These pads are designed to provide reasonable protection and must be worn during all games. This includes the pregame warm-up period. Uniform inspectors will check to ensure that players are wearing the appropriate pads. Players in violation of this rule will not be permitted to play until the issue is corrected. If a player who has been removed from the game returns without the proper equipment, it will be a 5-yard penalty. A repeat violation will result in disqualification. Two other changes involve a modification to the tuck rule and a coach throwing the challenge flag. Beginning this season, any loss of control after a passer starts to tuck the ball back toward his body will be a fumble. Prior to this change, it was a pass until he actually tucked the ball all the way back to his body. Now the forward passing motion ends once he begins the tuck. The last change allows a play to still be reviewed after a coach erroneously throws his challenge flag. If a coach challenges a scoring play, a turnover, a play that began after the 2-minute warning of either half, or during an overtime period, that team will automatically be charged a timeout. If the team is out of timeouts, it will be assessed a 15-yard penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct. The play, however, can still be reviewed by the replay official, and any mistake involving a reviewable aspect will be corrected by the referee. There are several points of emphasis that the game officials will closely monitor in 2013. The first involves players hitting opponents late around the pile and on the ground. A player in the grasp and whose forward progress has been stopped and a player on the ground are defenseless. It is illegal to unnecessarily contact players in these positions. In order to help players recognize when the play is over, game officials will be instructed to blow their whistle. You will hear a whistle at the end of every play, and that is the signal to stop playing. If you continue playing after the whistle, you run the risk of a 15-yard penalty for unnecessary roughness. Another important point of emphasis involves runners grabbing the face mask of defensive players. It is a foul when a player grabs the face mask and twists, turns, or pulls it. It is also a foul if a player grabs his opponent's face mask and controls him. If you grab the mask and don't immediately release it, a foul will be called. This applies to all players, and runners and tacklers will be treated the same when this occurs. A runner may make contact with the helmet by legally straight-arming a defender, but in the process cannot strike the defender in the head with a forcible blow. Violations of this rule will result in 15-yard penalties for unnecessary roughness and potential discipline. Sportsmanship is always a point of emphasis. Game officials will pay particular attention to acts directed at an opponent that constitute taunting. Directing verbal abuse at an opponent has no part in our game. Game officials will set the tone early in games and penalize the instigator in situations like these. Throwing the ball or spiking or spinning the ball at an opponent are also taunting and will not be tolerated.
Respect for the game and each other will always be a key focus. Disrespect or unsportsmanlike conduct toward fellow players, coaches, officials, fans, or the media will not be tolerated. It remains vital to the success of the league that we continue to set the right example. Good luck to all of you.
Thanks for your attention to these important subjects. We have great respect for everything you do to make the NFL successful. Let's work together and take our game to even greater heights. We welcome your ideas and look forward to hearing from many of you. Have a great season, men.